Okay, yeah, so Shvi, Parsha Shmini gets into the dinim of Tumah and Tahara, and obviously anytime we talk about Tumah and Tahara, there's no way to avoid Tahara Samikvah, which is interesting. The introduction of Ach Mayan Uvor Mikvah Mayim Yatahor is actually talking about the water not being an element that is Matayar, but actually the way that water can either contract Tumah when it's only Betala Shvein of a Mechubar, but be that as it may, obviously there are so many halachos that we learn out from this, the two basic pathways to Tahara. Ma'ayan, where by definition it's Mayim Hazochlin, it's moving waters, and Bor Mikvah Mayim, where, you know, Zechila and Nikaris is a psul, that's an invalidation. So two kind of opposite ways of achieving Tahara, the Tzadashav, of course, being that it's through Mayim, Mayim which symbolizes life and rebirth. You know, there are three areas of the Torah when it comes to Zav, and it comes to Mitzora, and it comes to Tamei Lemeis, Paraduma, Mayim Chayim, El Kelly, where we specifically need the Mayan, because the Mayan, sort of like, again, that Mayim Hazochlin, the very imagery is, you know, it's live waters, it sort of reverses pathologies of Meis, and Mitzvah is Nachshav Kemeis, somebody who's Tamei Lemeis, Zav, also has elements of Misa associated with him, so that's where you Davka need a Mayan. And for everything else, right, so there's, you know, Bor Mikvah Mayim, there are still waters, and I think this is like, it's kind of two different paradigms of what, you know, spiritual rejuvenation is about. You know, sometimes in life, what's needed is kind of like a shock treatment, a maya, and you move into dynamic waters, and those waters are overpowering, they're rushing from the earth, and it's sort of like this overwhelming form of renewal and purification. Sometimes in life, you know, what's needed are not, you know, the rapids of the mayan, but rather the still waters of the mikvah, bor mikvah mayim, where the water has, you know, slowly aggregated over time. Again, a natural mikvah, you know, as opposed to, you know, behashaka, or, you know, with any of the other bor al gabe bor, or, you know, any of the other modern techniques that we use, you know, to ensure that we can have filtration systems and the like. But, you know, a natural mikvah, bor mikvah mayim, means the water gathered there over, not, you know, it's not like Mayim Hazochlin, it came rushing in, but over a day, a week, a month, a year, whatever it was, you know, these natural waters gathered, and that's what purifies. And, like, I think, you know, these are really complementary modalities of Tahara in life. Again, sometimes, you know, the situation has descended to the point where we need, like, a real shock to the system, like, you know, again, Tamei Lemeis and Zav and Mitzora, where you need like a very, you know, potent, powerful agent of the Mayan. And sometimes, you know, what we need is, something that reflects a slow but steady process of gathering. Mayim be'ashborin, bor mikvah mayim yatahor, to trust, you know, that kind of a process that, you know, over time, gradually, step by step, tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav, zir sham, the need for, you know, bor mikvah mayim, I think is also, you know, very important. These, I think, are complementary modes of religious rejuvenation and rehabilitation. Ach mayan uvor mikvah mayim yetahor. Good jobs, everybody.